Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to welcome you on behalf of the World Trade Organization for this Data Day seminar. Good statistics play a major role in our work. Even in the negotiations, those statistics are not a direct topic of negotiation. They are crucial for understanding and reaching a consensus on transparency mechanisms, formulae, and assessment of market access and disciplines relating to various support policies. While trade negotiators and policymakers are avid users of data, the arcane yet evolving subject of statistics is not always well understood by everybody, because it combines, in my opinion, both science and art. The art of statistics is probably not, as some may think, a dark science, but the truth is, it is often obscure for the users. Take just one example on how statisticians sometimes could confuse users. This Data Day event covers actually 2 days. Issues, however, do become much clearer when we add transparency and bring the main elements out in the open. Perhaps it was to shed some light on such obscure and not widely understood aspects that the 4 international agencies involved in this event decided a few months ago to organize a Data Day. These 4 international agencies, ITC, UNCTAD, World Bank, and WTO, have a special interest and expertise in compiling, disseminating, and analyzing trade statistics and trade policy information. I seize upon the opportunity of the presence on this podium of their representatives to extend to them, in the name of the WTO Director General, our most sincere thanks for this initiative and the dedication and efforts they have put in making this event possible. I must also share with you the importance that Mr. Lamy gives to statistics, and he keeps surprising even us with his deep knowledge of statistics and his comfort with numbers and figures. I'm sure we all will be much more comfortable after the Data Day with something which sometimes can confound us. The initial day idea was to have a day dedicated to trade statistics and market access data, where the data would be presented by users rather than statisticians. Not that statisticians are a particularly shy species, I can vouch for that, but because these statisticians thought that no one better than other users could present to you how data could be used to respond to your needs. I understand that when the initial idea was launched last year, all delegations were heavily involved in trying to advance the negotiations, and many statisticians were busy compiling for them the latest data and running simulations and models. To the extent that the Data Day project had to wait a few extra months for the dust to settle down, the waiting time was put to very good use. I can say this on the basis of a number of factors, ranging from the high quality of the brochure prepared for this meeting and the volume of very useful information one can find in it. The Secretariat finalized this brochure only a few days ago, and despite our best intent, it was not materially possible to prepare a translation into French and Spanish for this meeting today. But the organizing agencies will prepare a revised version of this brochure, which will incorporate the comments and suggestions received from you during the Data Day. This revised publication will be disseminated to all in all the 3 languages of the WTO, so as to have the widest possible usage and to respond to the needs of several delegations. What should be the expectations of delegations and other decision makers from this Data Day? A major objective of Data Day is to turn statistics into knowledge, raise members' awareness on data that are available, and of the importance of good quality statistics in decision making. All steps in the positive direction. These issues have been brought into sharp relief, especially by the importance of access to data and of understanding of numbers in the Doha round, for instance, in the NAMA and agriculture negotiations. The first day in particular will focus on issues and on the solutions that can be identified by specific data sets and tools. On this first day, the focus will be mainly on problem solving, and the presentations of statistical products will be kept to a minimum. During the Data Day today, statistics will be presented only to illustrate available solutions in response to precise issues. The issues covered relate to important topics for international policy making and for trade negotiations. These will be analyzed in 6 panels. 1, services, a multifaceted subject where unfortunately many data gaps still remain, but work is continuing. Tariffs, an apparently more straightforward subject, but where the statistical devil hides in the details of a multiplicity of bound, applied, and other preferential tariffs. Agriculture-specific issues. I suppose nobody in this room will argue that this is not a sensitive and complex issue, but we have some very competent people here to discuss it. Non-tariff measures are, according to certain analysts, some kind of a moving target for which the need for timely and relevant information is crucial. Trade facilitation, the 5th panel, covers a relatively newer topic. International organizations are actively developing new indicators to complement the existing information which was initially developed more for analysts and policymakers than for negotiators. The final panel, which is on the use and misuse of indicators and models, will be, I'm sure, the subject of heated discussion and controversies. Trade policy debates give rise to large number of simulations and forecasts, often with different results, sometimes even contradicting each other. This panel will help us to better understand the source of this dissonance and to have a clearer idea of what can be expected and perhaps, more importantly, what cannot be expected or should not be expected. During day 2, which is tomorrow, we will have the opportunity to know better what are the most relevant statistical tools mentioned as possible solutions to our problems. If the first day is a user's day, the second day will put the spotlight back onto the statistician, the suppliers of those databases, and you will see evidence of what I shared with you. They are not a shy lot. The Data Day is not only for the benefit of users. The statisticians in this room would also be expecting to gain from this Data Day. The Data Day event is an occasion for them to present their products to meet the demand for such products, to identify key areas with data gaps, and to identify how to enhance data availability and dissemination. Indeed, data that are not widely disseminated and used can be a waste of valuable resources. Therefore, usefulness will be an important criteria. The agencies present today at this table are working together to promoting better compatibility among the different types and sources of data they disseminate. The feedback they will receive from you during the Data Day will help them to define better the way ahead for their joint efforts. The final agenda item of our meeting today is indeed devoted to the concluding remarks by the agencies on the future direction of work in data-related issues. By helping them to improve their work, Ladies and gentlemen, you, together with your delegations and your governments, will also participate in the provision of a true international public good. That is, good data, freely available to all. It is one of the cornerstones of good international governance. In conclusion, I want to once again give our thanks to the international agencies who made this seminar possible and to all of you for your presence in this room. With this, I declare open the Data Day.